You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. It is 5 minutes past the hour. We are live right now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in the news, they're talking about how in Illinois, employers now cannot ask you for your social networking passwords. They aren't allowed to snoop online. It's illegal. All right. So it's illegal for Illinois employers to ask for Facebook logins. Governor Pat Quinn signed the law Wednesday at the Illinois Institute of Technology, where several students lamented that online snooping by bosses has caused some to lose out on jobs and forced others to temporarily deactivate their online profiles. Now, I know many people still, you know, can't stand how Facebook and Twitter are always in the news. I'm still blown away by it. You know, you'd think news would be like the Bush tax cuts, House passing that, you know, and they pass an extension of the Bush-era tax cuts. We'll see what happens with the Senate. You know, news going on with, you know, politics, et cetera. But I got to tell you, I think this whole social networking, social media thing is bigger than many of us could possibly imagine. And it's not because it's popular and it's fun and you get to post pictures. This type of activity where you can see what is going on in someone's life without them communicating directly to you, without you talking to them on the phone, without you seeing them for years, it's a little weird, it's a little creepy, if you ask me. And you know, the fact that employers would go to that level where they wanted to see what's happened in the social networking sites, it shows you that this is something that I think none of us ever expected. You know, a lot of times our personal lives were personal. Whatever you told your boyfriend, hopefully was between you and your boyfriend, unless you told everybody about it. If there was a picture of you, the only way people could see that picture of you is if somebody handed it to somebody and showed the picture. Maybe you could make certain copies of pictures, but there was some sort of work to it. You had a diary. Now, because of social networking, people have had just now ample opportunity to communicate. And you could see the human species loves to communicate. There are people who I thought had no social skills, but they Facebook and tweet and text like crazy. All right. People like to communicate, whether it be verbally, whether it be with hand gestures when they drive in the car, or whether it be by social networking. And we're finding some people may be communicating just a little too much. Now, as a boss, yes, I would find it very intriguing to know what my staff thinks of me, but I don't think it's my business. I don't want my staff to have to be my Facebook friend. I tell them they don't have to. I can't say how many emails I get by employees saying their boss is, you know, upset that they won't become Facebook friends with their boss. I think that's inappropriate. I don't think you should be Facebook friends with your teacher or your students. I don't think you should be Facebook friends with your doctor unless both people are willing. I don't think you should be, you know, you can be Facebook friends with your radio host. Honestly, any of you on Facebook, find me, find my page. Please like my page so we can communicate. I love that. But, you know, what kind of blows my mind is, let's say from an employee standpoint, you want privacy. Well, don't you know that when you post on Facebook, it's still not 100% private? Even if you have a very select, secure friends, I can't tell you how many times people Google my name and my Twitter feed or my Facebook post is just out there all over on Google. I mean, there's no privacy. Now, I don't mind because my Facebook is a public thing. I mean, you know, I used to tell you all about my menstrual cramps, but now I just, you know, nobody wants to hear that, so I don't talk about it. So, you know, I'm not going to go into my deep innermost thoughts on Facebook, and I recommend none of you do. But just Google yourself, and you'll notice that your Facebook and Twitter posts are sometimes just out there for everybody to see. So, I think it's odd that bosses want to see people's Facebook, and they probably know that their employees are talking about them. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've heard, you know, one of your employees is bad-mouthing you, and I hate that. You know, bosses don't want to hear that their employees are bad-mouthing them. You want to think you have a loyal group, you know, but I'm going to tell you something. Even if it's illegal in Illinois for your boss to not be able to ask you for your login, you know, it's public. And if you have the type of boss who really wants to know what you think about him, they're going to find out. I mean, you hear of these companies where they have, you know, people that, you know, try to become your friend and log in, etc. You really don't have that type of privacy. And I would urge you, if you think you're in fear of being fired, you know, maybe communicate your innermost, deepest thoughts in a less in a more private setting than social network. And I would say kind of be smart about it. I don't think these are 100% foolproof. I don't think you have full protection. And, yes, I think a boss wants to know if one of their employees is unloyal. Even if they don't want to be your Facebook buddy and they want to give you privacy, you know, when people tell you this, you know, this is what so-and-so is posting, yeah, it could get you fired, whether they directly found out about it or not. So I'm just kind of surprised that, it's gotten to this level. You have people that want to show pictures of them drinking to their friends, so they want to communicate with only certain people, but they're trusting the computer cybersphere. Why is there so much trust in computers and the internet? The CIA has been hacked. The Senate's been hacked. You don't think your private posts on Facebook aren't going to be out there in the open at some point? You know, my pictures on, if you Google image Dr. Dahlia, my pictures that I put on Facebook are on Google Images. And again, no big deal because I don't really put private pictures. I don't like taking pictures of myself. You know, but pictures I don't really think I want out there are out there. So just test yourselves, people. So if you're afraid that your boss is going to see a picture of you drinking, and it's a shame that that would have any bearing on your work, just, excuse me, Google image yourself. See what's out there. And I'm going to tell you, it's not that your boss was snooping, you know, on Facebook. It goes to your regular search engine. All right, don't go away. We'll get to more headlines. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 18 minutes past the hour, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was going to switch subjects, but this is an interesting email. Richard writes, Doctor, listen to you out of Salt Lake. My wife won't let me be her Facebook friend. Have you ever heard of this? Do you think she's cheating on me? I don't like Facebook, but I think it's odd she won't let me see her account. Well, I think it's very odd. Yeah, I think that's very odd. I mean, my husband has a Facebook account. He doesn't really go on it. But of course I have him as my Facebook friend. I mean, I think if you're married to somebody, you know, you really shouldn't be having that many secrets. And I mean, for a social network account, for you not to want to let a spouse see what you put on there, that is a little concerning. I don't want to say she's cheating on you. I don't know about that, although that is a subject we want to talk about, because I get emails all the time. How do you know if I'm being cheated on? That's always a good subject to talk about on the show. You know, it is odd. I mean, if your spouse, a partner, does not want you to see their Facebook account, you wonder why. What are they posting? And then, is it appropriate for a wife to post anti-husband things? No, it's not. You're a team. You're a team. A wife should not be posting anti-husband things. A husband should not be posting anti-wife things. Even if you're going through the divorce, you know, I don't think people should be posting nasty things about each other at all. So what could she possibly have that she wants to keep private? Oh, she's excited about Thunder Down Under this Saturday. Well, if you can't tell your husband you're excited about that, you know, I've always thought it was odd when men had to hide the fact that they would be looking at nudie magazines. You know, you hear these couples, and you know, I hear from patients saying, you know, look, oh my gosh, my wife would kill me if she knew that, you know, I looked at Playboy or you know, porn or whatever. And you already see a huge problem with that relationship. All right? Okay. Why can't they discuss that? Okay, one, why is she upset that he wants to look at that? B, if it does make her upset, why does he want to? What's missing in the marriage? What's going on? Now, you'll have some couples where you just see the communication. She's like, oh, my husband wants me to get him for his birthday a Playboy subscription, and I'm fine with that. Blah, blah, blah. You know, and you know, you, and I'm sure, you know, I mean, are you sure you're fine? Are you a little intimidated? Like, no, because these women have fake boobs. Yeah, I mean, people tell me a variety of things. I don't think everybody in Playboy is, you know, has cosmetic surgery, but, you know, sometimes, you know, couples, they just seem to work it out. But if there's no communication at all and someone's shutting another one out, yeah, that's an issue. Now, that could be a symptom of a relationship in which somebody could be cheating, or just a relationship of, you know, that's failing, which is, you know, obviously a relationship is failing when someone's cheating. Lack of communication. That's probably one of the first signs. You're ever concerned that somebody's cheating on you. One of the first signs is they don't communicate. You know, you want someone that's open. I mean, you don't want to have to ask where they were. You don't want to have to ask, you know, they'll, you know, talk to you and they'll be like, okay, well, I'm doing this and do that, because again, they love you. You know, my husband, I told him everything. And probably stuff I probably shouldn't have told him. You know, oh, we're going to this party and they have a hot tub, so we're all going to jump in the hot tub. He's like, what? Say what? But was that a problem? Yes, it's a problem. I don't want you jumping into the hot tub with a bunch of people. Oh, okay, fine. Nobody else, I didn't. You know, but I mean, I just told him everything. There was no reason for me not to. You know, and probably some things probably made him a little nervous, you know. I mean, I had a lot of friends who were guys. Most of my friends were always guys, you know. And so, you know, I always did stuff. You know, when you're in medical school, you're always up all hours studying, the cadaver lab, et cetera, doing study sessions. So you go out to eat, et cetera, whatever. And so, you know, when I was first dating my husband, one thing that was, you know, something he kind of, we both had to work through is, you know, you can't be having all these friends that are guys. You know, my husband was of the thinking that guys aren't friends with women. It's very difficult. You know, especially, you know, he would tell me, you know, you're kind of hot. And I'm like, really? Kind of? You're so sweet. You know, whereas me, you know, I've had guy friends my whole life, gay, straight, etc. I've just always gotten along really well. I dig that stuff. I don't, you know, I'm not really good with the whole makeup shopping thing. So a lot of my girlfriends, they would kind of do their thing. And then I'd hook up when they were doing non-girly stuff, you know. And, you know, so I hung out with guys a lot, you know, especially in class and stuff. And, you know, my husband and I had to, you know, kind of work through that. I go, you know, look, I know when you guys want to make a pizza run at 2 a.m, but you're my girl, and running around with another guy in the middle of the night just doesn't sit right with me. That's fine. We talked about that. All right. You know, of course I was like, oh, you're blown out of proportion. We're just getting pizza, but that's okay. You're my man. Makes sense. Makes sense. Because if you're running around in the middle of the night with a girl, that'd probably make me nervous too. Makes sense. So communicate. You know, that's how you know your relationship's doing well. So if you think someone's cheating on you, one of the first things they do is they don't communicate. When you ask, oh, I was going to hook up with you for dinner. Where were you? I don't have to tell you where I was. Well, yes, I think couples should. I think it's very important for spouses to know where, and not because of a cheating issue, but for a safety issue. You know, there was a period of time, you know, in my relationship where I think the kids were just born and I was a little bit more nervous of where he was for safety issues. A lot of car accidents happened in Las Vegas. A lot of times I would need him to pick up the baby from daycare, whatever. And so when I couldn't reach him, I'd get a little nervous, and I think I got on his nerves. You know, and I was like, okay, well, and one of the conversations me and my husband had, okay, and I'm sure I dominated the conversation like I usually do with my husband, was, you know, look, you and I have to have some sort of a routine such that if something's off routine, you know something's wrong. One thing that has baffled me in medicine is how a husband or wife is in a car accident, and a severe one, And the spouse doesn't know until hours later because their communication routine is a very, a distance spread out one. You know, and so nobody thought that something could have been wrong 3-4 hours ago. And, you know, I have a lot of friends, et cetera, but the only one who really knows my routine and would have that spidey sense that something could be wrong, something could be seriously wrong, would be my husband. And so, you know, even if, you know, he doesn't want to always hear from me, you know, every now and then I like to at least send him a text, let him know where I am, what's going on. And I've noticed he's actually appreciated it because, if something does, like, every now and then I'll get an interview. And so I have to race across town, go to the TV station, et cetera. And so then I'm not home. Well, where is she? Something's up. You know, and you know, I'm like, I'm sorry, I went on air, I didn't get to text you, I'm texting you now, I'm good, whatever. And again, I mean, you shouldn't be paranoid, but I think there should be some sort of a communication. And so, you know, I'm not saying my marriage is perfect or whatever. I mean, I love my husband, we've been married for 15 years. But one of the ways we kind of worked out the communication thing was, it's not that I distress you or whatever, but I think it's a good idea for us to know roughly where we are. Just, you know, so if something's off, we know something's off. You know, why not? But when a couple doesn't want to have that type of communication, they're like, look, I don't want to have to check in. Okay, well, why? Is it because it's kind of reminding you of your mother? I mean, and you really didn't like that type of relationship you had with your mother because I don't want to be like your mother. You know, because there could be, you know, other reasons why they don't want that. They don't want someone hovering over them all the time. But if you come up with a check-in system or something, that sounds logical. Something that's non-hovering, something that's not restricting, you know. I mean, if somebody wants to hang out with his guy friends, that should be fine, you know, in that relationship. If not, you have an issue with that relationship, all right? But if somebody, if you're with a spouse or a lover or whatever who doesn't want to check in at all, doesn't want, you know, there, that does raise some sort of red flags. Because wouldn't you want the person who loves you to know where you are, know you're okay? Wouldn't you? I mean, yeah, now there are obsessive wives and husbands. I get that. Okay, but that can be dealt with, you know, in therapy. Lack of interest in sex is a biggie. He doesn't want to sleep with you anymore. She doesn't want to sleep with you anymore. That could be an issue. Again, you got to be careful because many middle-aged women have a huge drop in sex drive. But, I've had couples come in saying, he's not interested in sleeping with me anymore. It must be depression. And later we come to find out they broke up because she found out he was cheating. Now, I'm not saying that always happens. Sex drive drops, but that could be a sign. Starting to blame you for things that really shouldn't be an issue and why all of a sudden is an issue in the marriage now, almost like the person wants to build a case. So let's say your wife starts to say, you know what, you're letting yourself go, you're lazy, you're this, I always have to do this, almost like picking fights to kind of show like you're impossible to live with. And it's like, well, what's going on? Is this a hormonal thing? Why is this coming up out of the blue? Are you on your last nerve? Did I do something wrong? Or are you building up a case? Same thing. Sometimes you'll hear that with men and women going, you know, you used to take care of yourself. You used to, you know, you X, Y, and Z. And you're like, okay, where is this coming from? So sometimes those could be signs. I'm not saying that definitely means something cheating. But, you know, to answer some of my listeners' questions, what are some signs of possibly a cheating issue? That could be it. All right. All right. When we come back, let's get to some medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Way. One World Way is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Way will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a study came out. Actually, the United States Preventative Services Task Force, yes, they're back. They are saying there is no good evidence to use EKGs. Don't use EKGs to predict heart disease. They're no better than taking blood pressure in healthy people. Now, you all know what those EKGs are. That's where we put the little stickers on you and the little electrodes. It doesn't hurt. It reads electricity of the heart. Then it comes up with a print, right? Either on computer or on paper, and you get to see how the electricity runs. And if you have issues with some of the curves or some of the lines of the rhythm that we see on the EKG, it could infer that there could be an issue with the muscle of the heart. It's a very cheap test, inexpensive, painless, no risk. But in light of changes with Obamacare, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force claims there's no good evidence to use a test. So now they want us to cut back on EKGs. First was mammograms, then pap smears, then PSA screening, now EKGs. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right. So they say it could potentially be helpful if we had evidence that doing a 10-second EKG and our exercise EKG was better classified people who were high risk. Then we could intervene more actively with the high risk group. But for lower risk, they don't recommend it. All right. The task force published a statement in the Annals of Internal Medicine. It could go back into the anal, as far as I'm concerned. Recommends against EKG screening of people considered low risk for heart disease and says there's not enough information to rule one way or the other on those at intermediate or high risk. Okay, let's stop for a second here. All right. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We had a little kid who was stretching, walking out to the Little League field, drops and dies of heart disease. Had a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Pretty scary stuff. Every now and then we have an athlete, right, that drops on the field. We have marathon runners that drop. It's rare. Doesn't happen all the time. But it happens enough to scare the living manure out of us, doesn't it? Right. And one thing I think we have been underutilizing is the EKG. That's why I have been recommending on the show, since it's cheap, since it's painless, since there's no risk, to do one. Because maybe it'll pick up something that other people can't pick up. Now, that little kid who had hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, enlargement of the heart, that ended up just shutting down, usually you hear a murmur or something. I mean, there's other signs you could pick up on physical exam. But if parents are worried, why not do the EKG? Why not? Okay, the purpose of this is to save lives and to prevent, right? Didn't the task force today decide to expand on women and their health plans by adding preventative, you know, allowing preventative services to be covered? Well, women visits, gestational diabetes screening, domestic violence screening and counseling, birth control with no copays or deductibles, breastfeeding support, supplies, counseling, HPV, DNA testing, counseling for sexually active women, HIV screening, and counseling. Very nice. Okay, very nice, but not the heart? No? The heart's not important either? What? Why not? Now, are EKGs usually normal and healthy people? Yes. Yes, they are. But it's so nice to have a baseline. Now, when I went to medical school, I didn't think like I do now. Because, of course, you go to medical school and you're taught not to order a lot of tests, right? Okay. And so I had a patient, very nice patient, who had come from back east. He had moved. He had had a physical, he told me, but he needed his Lipitor refilled, his cholesterol medicine. And I go, all right, I mean, you know, if you're taking cholesterol medicine, usually I like to, you know, check the EKG. He goes, but Dahlia, it was just done. I had a physical already. And I'm like, oh, if you had a physical, don't waste money doing it again. I'll get the records. Let me refill your Lipitor. I may want to do some of my own blood work, but that's okay. All right. And he goes, I do have a little mole on my arm. Can you take that off? I go, yeah, come in next week. I'll take the mole off your arm. Hopefully I'll have the results in. I could just review what your doctor did. Okay, next week comes by, no results. Sometimes it takes a month or two. Doctors are busy. So I take off his mole. All right. Comes back for stitches to be removed the week later. So now I've seen him over 3 times. Okay. Still no records from his physician back east. And I go, okay, look here. Okay, I've seen you 3 times. I know you said you had a physical. Let me just update my chart. How about a colonoscopy? Did your doctor order your screening colonoscopy? He goes, you know, doc, no. He didn't recommend that. Should I get that done? I go, yeah, go get your screening colonoscopy. You're 60-some years old. Let's do it. So I send him to the GI doctor. All right. Now, again, I didn't perform a physical on him. He had just had one. Why waste money? Why waste resources? He had a physical done by another doctor. So I get a call from the GI doctor saying, I can't do this man's colonoscopy. He has an aneurysm, aortic aneurysm, where you have a main artery coming down into the abdomen from the heart is expanding and could blow. He's like, I got to send this guy to a cardiovascular doctor. I go, I don't blame you. Let's do it. So I sent him to the cardiovascular doctor. Again, I didn't perform the guy's physical. Still don't have medical records from the other doctor. The cardiovascular surgeon calls me up the next day going, Dahlia, I can't operate on him for his aneurysm. He has triple vessel coronary disease. I go, what are you talking about? He said he just had a physical with his doctor. He just had an EKG and everything is fine. He goes, what did you think of the EKG? I go, I still haven't seen one. I still don't have the records. And then I stop and I go, you want to know what? I want to do my own EKGs. He's like, yes, you do your own. Who cares what he had a couple months ago? You do your own. And I started doing that. I mean, I learned my lesson with this. Now, of course, the guy lived. Yeah, you know, he had, you know, arteries that were blocked, and those got taken care of. Then he had the aneurysm fixed, and he had the colonoscopy, the skin lesion I removed, no cancer. Everything was fine, thank God, for him. But when I teach medical students, I use that example. Number one, all right, do your own work. And number two, don't trust that another person's work was as accurate as yours. Okay? Now, this guy had normal cholesterol on the Lipitor. Would the U.S. task force say there's no need for an EKG in a person like that? They're saying right now, look at smoking and cholesterol levels. Instead, that could be just as effective as EKGs. Are you kidding me? The gentleman at Triple Vessel, there is no way I'm not going to do an EKG on somebody. No way. Now, what happens when the U.S. task force comes out with these cockamamie recommendations, insurance may follow and go, great, we don't have to pay for EKGs. Now, it does cost money to maintain an EKG, EKG paper, also your time and liability. You know, I do a lot of them for free, but I can't, you know, do all of them for free if insurance doesn't pay. And what about doctors that don't want to do them for free? They just won't do them. Look how much heart disease you can miss. Yes, the average person, the average healthy person you do an EKG on has a normal EKG, a normal heart. They're right. And remember, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, their job is to outweigh risk and benefits and look at what is financially feasible. But when you have someone in your family that dies of a heart attack, when you have patients who could be right in front of you having a having heart disease, right? And the test is so easy to do and there's no risk. I mean, I can understand why the task force had a little problem with mammograms. There are some radiation. I can understand prostate cancer screening because if you do end up having a falsely positive PSA and going through biopsy, there are risks. Even though I disagree with their recommendations, I see a little bit of logic to their argument. We're talking about an EKG. There's no risk. Well, Dr. Dahlia, what if there's a false positive and the person gets a stress test? EKGs are very sensitive. If something's going on, EKGs could pick it up, an arrhythmia, et cetera. They may not be very specific. And what that means is if your EKG is normal, that doesn't mean you have no heart disease. They're not that, they're sensitive. If you have something cooking going on with the heart, they're very good at picking it up. But if it's normal, it doesn't mean you're in the clear. So I think it's an excellent test to have. And I can't tell you how many doctors have taught me you always have an EKG in the chart. Always. What happens if somebody goes to the hospital with chest pain? One of the first things the ER doc does is call the primary care doctor and say, can I see his old EKG so I can compare if there's changes? What are these people thinking? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Starting today, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings starting today. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 12 minutes to the top of the hour. Taking your calls, questions, emails. You know, one consistent question I get from listeners is, Dr. Dahlia, what should I be asking my doctor to do? And that's a very valid question. You know, you would think that you go to the doctor, and the doctor is the one that, you know, recommends what you should have done, and most of them do. But we're having a very, very confusing last couple of years, and I think even a more confusing decade coming ahead of us, where we don't know what to ask for, what we're allowed to get. A lot of us are intimidated by the doctor. We're afraid that if we ask the doctor for certain things, they'll say no. Again, we spent some time earlier today talking about intimidation. Don't be intimidated. We brought that up because news broke today where the psychiatrist admitted that the psychiatrist of James Holmes, the Colorado shooter, admitted that, well, she didn't admit, but they found evidence that 6 weeks before the Aurora shooting in the movie theater that James Holmes allegedly did, she, who was the psychiatrist treating him, had some spidey sense, thought he could possibly be a threat, and wanted to come up with a beta team at the university to investigate. He ends up dropping out of school. Nothing gets done. And you wonder, why didn't she talk to the police? And somebody had argued, well, maybe she didn't have enough evidence to talk to the police. I'm like, don't be intimidated. Just call the police and go, look, is there enough evidence or not? But at least call them. So, you know, we a lot of us, I think we get intimidated and we don't act on what we need to. And I think for any of us over 40, I think an EKG is a perfectly fine thing to ask for, to check how your heart looks. You know, and again, the majority of you will be fine. You know, when you have the United States Preventive Task Force miraculously coming out with all these recommendations, and most of their recommendations is less testing, you know, you have to wonder how much of this is tied into Obamacare. Now, today, there was a new provision of the health reform bill that went into effect where pap smears are supposed to be covered completely with insurance. Well, women visits, gestational diabetes screening, where you're screened for diabetes and pregnancy, domestic and interpersonal violence screening. Your birth controls are supposed to be completely covered as of today. Breastfeeding support supplies, counseling, HPV DNA testing. So HPV testing to look for cervical cancer in women over 30, supposed to be covered. Counseling for sexually active women about sexually transmitted infections. Now, they're not covering payment for the STD testing, but counseling for it. And then HIV screening and counseling for sexually active women. So on the outset, and I was interviewed by a local NBC News, for the outset, this sounds great. You know, I mean, many women who wouldn't go for the pap smears because their insurance didn't cover physicals, which I have always for years thought that was baloney, could now get their pap smears done for free, their physicals for free, etc. HPV testing, that's phenomenal to get that done. HIV screening, I mean, are they saying they're going to pay for the HIV test? That's wonderful. And as much as we dislike Obamacare, we do have to admit there's a couple things in there that are huge positives for people. However, one thing we have noticed over the last year is things that used to be covered aren't anymore. And we've heard various stories of women, let's say, they get their mammogram, they get their free mammogram. Mammogram's covered under their insurance. They get that mammogram. But when they have to go in for a more magnified view or the breast ultrasound, that's not covered like it used to be. So the one thing that I think many of us in the medical profession are now going to be watching very closely is, all right, the pap smear is covered. That's great. But if it comes back abnormal, is insurance going to cover less than what they covered prior to this? Because we're already seeing less get covered. We talked about one article highlighted the gentleman who got a colonoscopy back east. Colonoscopy was covered by his insurance. He was allowed a colonoscopy, supposed to be covered. That's wonderful. But he got a huge bill, a bigger bill than he's gotten before in previous colonoscopies. Got a huge bill. After the colonoscopy was done, he's like, wait a second. Why did I get a bill when the colonoscopy was covered? And they specified, oh, the colonoscopy was covered. The scope going in was covered. But when they saw the polyps and they removed the polyps, which they do on colonoscopy, and then they take the polyps, and that gets sent to the pathologist, and I even think he was charged for the anesthesia, that wasn't part of the deal. The colonoscopy itself, the discreet colonoscopy, the scope going in and out was covered. And you almost want to say no thank you. Now, what I had discussed on TV today was, you know, I mean, if we have to err on one side versus the other, as much as I don't want government involved in our health care, it appears more people will be helped and more people will benefit by pap smears being covered 100% by insurance, birth control being covered 100%, etc. HPV testing, yes, there's going to be a lot of benefit to this, but I am very nervous about what the aftermath is going to be, and if any of these women do come up with abnormal pap smears, is the coverage that used to, because remember, you know, insurance used to not cover physicals, but they used to do a pretty darn good job with a lot of my patients that I've seen when they had an abnormal test result. I am hoping to high heaven that insurance companies, to make up for their loss of revenue because of the healthcare reform and the provision that took place today, that they're going to say, you got an abnormal pap smear, you're on your own. Or we're going to cover, but only at 50%. I don't know. All right. We do know that insurances are covering less. I've had having Medicare patients saying, Dahlia, the surgeon wants a chest x-ray for my pre-op, and Medicare won't cover it. Medicare will cover physical, but it doesn't mean they don't appear to be covering the pre-op chest x-rays anymore. Why not? What's going on here? Why is so much being covered less all of a sudden? Well, it makes sense because they have to. They have to make up for the pap smears. They have to make up for the pathology. They have to make up for the costs of healthcare reform. And some of us may be in a position where we're like, this is way worse than it was. Yes, I want everybody to get screened. I would love even for non-insured patients to get it for free. I would love that. But if it's not financially feasible, it's not going to work out. So keep me posted. Please call me, email me, let me know what your bills are looking like. You know, I can only see what's going on with my patients. And thank heavens, you know, I have the radio show, so I can also hear from my listeners in other states and know what's going on. Because, again, my patient base is only here in Southern Nevada, Las Vegas. But if what I've seen in the last year is a precursor to what are things to come, we need to be very careful welcoming these new provisions of health reform, because we are getting bitten in the butt on the backside of this. And if I diagnose you with an abnormal pap smear or cervical cancer or a breast lump, I want to know that insurance is going to cover it. I mean, what do we do with people that have precancer or cancer? And I'm scared, to be honest, and I think a lot of patients are too. All right, we're coming up at the end. Also in news today, I believe they said people that, this is like common sense here. But anyway, they say a lot of men that have increased waist size, a little bit of a wider waist, not only has sexual dysfunction, but also urinary issues. And waist size is going to probably be what doctors and patients are going to eventually have to really hone in on. We are going to be looking at the butt and the thighs as much as the waist size. But the studies show that if you could decrease your waistline by about 2.5 inches, you could significantly reduce the rate of urinary problems and sexual health problems. So, you know, keep the weight down if you can. No, it helps. All right. A lot more to talk about tomorrow, so please tune in. Don't forget to find me on Facebook if you already have a Facebook account. Link to my Facebook fan page under Dr. Dahlia Show. Find us on Twitter. Download our Droid app. But most of all, be safe and God bless.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.